Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. I want to remind you that you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there, and make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So from warehousing to trucking to hospitality, the shortage is ripping through the economy, causing supply chain bottlenecks and driving up costs that are preventing many sectors from fully recovering. In particular, it's affecting the restaurant and hospitality industry, particularly pronounced at restaurants, which are short on chefs, waiters, waitstaff, bussers, etc. Joining us now is Chef Jeremy Wade. He is the owner of Wichita's Napoli Italian Eatery. Jeremy, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, and I have to say, I do appreciate you stepping out. I know that you're probably in the middle of a dinner rush, so nice of you to jump out of the kitchen in order to come on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me. No worries.
So, you know, one of the things that I just saw this tonight. It's a story out of Dallas, where they're talking about how the disruptions related to the pandemic are so bad, and this is going to upset people tremendously, especially if we're going into Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're seeing shortages now in alcohol, even. I mean, that's a, you know, people don't think about these supply chain issues. People, yeah, okay, gas price and whatnot, but buddy, you know, New Year's Eve comes up, we're going to have shortages in booze. That's going to be a problem.
That is a big problem.
I mean, what are you seeing? I mean, what are you seeing? How is it affecting these supply chain issues? How are they affecting your restaurant? And have you talked to any of your fellow restaurateurs here in Wichita? How's it affecting you guys?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, I think the supply side, you know, is driving up prices. I mean, the food cost is up 20-30% on some things, even more on petroleum-based products. So to-go boxes, cooking oil, fryer oil, those kind of things, they're up 100%, 200% sometimes. So it's driving up prices. The labor market's not good. What good cooks I can get, you know, we're paying, $3-4 an hour more than we did even a year ago. So,
you know, you mentioned the front, when we talked the other day, my wife and I came in to eat, and you mentioned the other day that the fry oil, and people don't think about that, but what was the cost of fry oil before this? And now you were saying it was fairly cheap, and now it's something like $60 or something like that. How much was it before?
You know, a year and a half ago, it was $26 for a 35-pound tub, and now it's over $60.
And so that's why. And so how is that having to affect the price of, you know, menu prices in Wichita? I mean, I'm sure you don't want to have to raise your prices, but you can't just absorb that. I know I worked in the food service industry for years. You can't just absorb those. At some point, you have to pass that on to your customer.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had to raise prices a little bit, and I was really reluctant to do that, but you have no choice at this point. You know, your labor's higher, the food cost is higher, you know, everything's higher. So, you know, to stay in business, you got to do what you got to do.
There's been a lot of talk, especially in Wichita, about staffing, you know, whether or not people are having to raise their prices, raise their wages, rather. I know there's a couple of restaurants that are doing $15 an hour and things like that. I know you and I talked, you've got done some rather creative things about doing like a guaranteed, you're going to make X per night to get shift, basically guarantee what they're going to make per shift. But that's a different pivot that you're having to do in order to keep good staff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to do everything you can to keep the good ones. You know, servers on a slow night, you know, I'll buy them dinner. Sometimes I'll say, hey, if you don't make $100 tonight, I'll cover the difference. The restaurant will pay the difference. You want to keep them happy as much as you can. You've got to get creative to do whatever you can to keep them. So
what kind of volume? I mean, you've been, for those of you who aren't familiar with Napoli Italian Eatery, you've been open. We love, my wife and I absolutely love your restaurant. You're located, I'm going to plug it for you, you're located on 37th Street up near 37th between Rock and Woodlawn. In my opinion, it's the best Italian food in town. But what are you seeing customer-wise, clientele-wise? I mean, I know you struggled during the pandemic like a lot of restaurants did. Are you seeing the return? Are customers coming back?
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. I think that being new helps a little bit of that. We opened last October. In fact, October 26th will be our one-year anniversary. So we opened in the middle of all that last year, and you know, people were so gracious, and they did a lot of carryouts, and we had some good in-house dining. So we've kind of carried through, and it's been great. But I think part of that has to do with price point as well. You know, if you're reasonable and the food's good, people are going to come out, or they're going to order online. So we've been very fortunate.
You know, one of the things you and I talked about was back in the day was access to some of the COVID funding. Even that was difficult. I know other restaurateurs that just had a hard time getting access to some of that pandemic relief. A lot of people make it sound like, oh, it's so easy. You just fill out if you're eligible and they send you a check. It didn't work that well for a lot of small businesses. You know, you jump through a bunch of hoops, you still never got the assistance. I know a gentleman who owns a bar here in town. He's still waiting on pandemic relief money. Same with his staffers. I mean, did they ever, Kansas Department of Labor still got, I think, 10,000 people that are still struggling to get unemployment benefits. That stuff's still not really fixed, is it?
No, it's an ongoing nightmare.
Well, you know, I appreciate, Jeremy, I wanted to give a perspective because, as you know, people hear about these supply chain issues and they see the photos of tankers struggling, you know, sitting off the coast of the Los Angeles ports and the Long Beach ports and whatnot. I wanted to let people realize that how this does affect just your average small business in Wichita, even so far as down to things like fry oil and how that can affect a family coming out to dinner. And rather than have a national guest in, I wanted to bring it locally and let people hear just from a local business. And when you talk to your fellow, competition is your competition, but you're all in the same boat, so to speak. What are you hearing from other restaurateurs here in town? Are they struggling too, or are they starting to see a relief finally from this pandemic?
I think everyone's still struggling a little bit. I think labor is the biggest thing. I mean, I think Wichita is a wonderful community. I mean, they've been very supportive of all the local restaurants and helping them carry through. I think the labor is the toughest thing right now. So, you know, some you're having to pay a lot more, get incentives. Maybe you're not open 7 days a week. Maybe you go down to six. But Wichita is doing everything it can to help its local places. We really, truly appreciate that.
Well, just so you know, I literally, as we're talking, I just got a text from my wife saying I want to go to Napoli for dinner this week. So I'll have to make a reservation. If folks want to, it's NapoliWichita.com, NapoliWichita.com. You're on the northeast part of town. I highly recommend it. Chef Jeremy Wade. I'm sure people are going to recognize you. You're a well-known chef here in town, but I love your food, love your restaurant. I wish you all the best, brother.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Get back to the kitchen. And for you guys, we'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll take your calls. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.